popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper ways when you talk to boys. The ways to flirt and flaunt. I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair. Everything that really counts to be popular. I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts. You'll be good at sports. Know the slang you've got to know. So let's start, cause you've got an awfully long way to go. Don't be offended by my frank analysis.
Go ahead and sing it.
Think of it as personality dialysis. Now that I've chosen to become a palacist or an advisor, there's nobody wiser. Not when it comes to popular. I know about popular.
Don't be offended, WGXC listeners. It's Ariana Grande in the house. Hey.
Popular.
Does she ever? Lar. Welcome, WGXC listeners.
You know what? She is popular.
She meaning Ariana?
Yeah, she's so popular.
Welcome to, what's our program called again, friends?
Live by Life.
Live by Life.
Sean McDonald.
You're Sean McDonald.
And Kelly McCann.
And Rachel Ann Shulman.
Rachel Ann Shulman with Michael Hoy here in the Catskill studio on Main Street. We're recording on, what is it, Thursday the 23rd. You sound really crisp voice in that microphone, Kelly. The new year 25 has gotten off to a very cold start here in upstate New York, but we were reminiscing about 2024 and about music and films. You know, I just saw the Bob Dylan film the other day, but then
I did too. It was awesome.
It was pretty awesome.
And it's
worth seeing. It's a lot about the music. And
Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan's early days as a musician.
You should see it, Rach. It's awesome.
What's the name of it?
Bob Dylan.
It's called...
It's from the person.
It's the musician, but it's... God, you just made me forget the name of it. A Complete Unknown. But what the point was that I mentioned that is we were also reminiscing about great movies and music of 2024. So... that was, if I remember, Rachel, the Wicked film, which we just played the popular song. That was one of your favorite films, right, of 2024?
For the first one, yes. I can't wait to watch the second Wicked. That would come out in November.
The second Wicked, okay. There's another Wicked?
Yes.
Yes, there is.
There's another Wicked on its way?
Yes, it's coming on the way.
All right, Ariana Grande.
And I feel like she is so popular.
She is so popular.
You got that right.
She must love pink.
Popular.
Popular.
I can't remember that other song that I like that she did. Maybe it'll come to me later. It's from at least like 8 years ago. So that was Rachel's favorite, one of your favorite films of 2024.
It's Wicked.
It's Wicked.
I don't know why I like it. Maybe I like it because I like the music. And I feel like it kind of tell me a story from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, from a different perspective from the witches.
Well, yeah, because they're like different kind of witches.
Witches,
are mean, cruel, and green.
Yeah.
But that's just how the... That's how it's supposed to be.
Double, toil and trouble. Fire, burn, and cauldron, bubble!
Yeah, but this
That's a
witch,
different witch, though.
This witch doesn't get melted with water.
That's refreshing, I think, actually.
What? No water?
Yeah, that there's a different way to look at it.
I'm melting. Oh, my world. My beautiful world. I am melted, police.
So I would love to
you
keep...
You deserved it.
We would love to keep talking about this, but we have other films and music that we want to play. And Mr. McDonald, You mentioned one of your favorite films. Can you say what it is as I set up this clip?
It's called Twisters. It's a sequel to the movie from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
It's about people chasing tornadoes in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma tornado chasers. It's rated G, of course, right?
Not really.
No, not really. Ooh, okay. Well, we've got a clip set up without any extracurricular words here. Can you say what this scene is here?
It's the rodeo scene. There's a scene in the movie where a tornado hits like a rodeo and the characters have to take shelter.
They freak out. Yeah. Okay. So I've set it up in the middle here. So here's a clip of the Twisters 2024. Here we go.
Get these people underground right now.
Okay. There's no tornado. 9 times out of 10, it's a false alarm.
Now the power's out.
No tornado.
We gotta find a shelter. Fast.
Fun going.
Hey. Oh.
Hey, I don't want to have to give you a bad review. I just started working. I don't want
everybody come with me.
All right, follow her. All right, come on.
Follow. You can't be so calm about this stuff. Okay, and they're running, and there's all kinds of flashing lights and so on. What was your review of that film, Sean?
I enjoyed it.
Hold on. Go ahead.
I enjoyed it. I'll probably give it like an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Well, there you go, friends. Bell ring for Twisters. So you would recommend it.
Yeah.
I bet it was probably really good to see in the theater with the big speakers and big screen. All right. Now, Kelly, your favorite film of 2024, or one of them, was what? Was
Mufasa.
Yeah. Do you want to say what that is for the one person that doesn't know? Kelly, well, let Kelly go first.
Well, Mufasa is kind of like a remake of The Lion King, where Simba becomes the lion Mufasa. And it's just the continuing story of the Lion King told by the king himself through Simba.
Okay. And we're going to set up this clip where it's a clip. I haven't seen it, so it says the clip is.
I haven't seen it either, Michael. And I can't wait to watch it this Saturday with Gio.
Well, that deserves a bell ring. You can let me know personally next week, but this clip is the "We're Trapped" scene. Can you set that up for our listeners? What scene is that? Where in the movie?
This scene comes from when they're, I think it comes from when they're trapped in the gorge after the stampede.
Okay, all right. Well,
there's a stampede in there too.
Let's play.
Back to the trees. We're trapped. We have to swim. No, we have to fight.
Yeah,
if we fight, we die. But if we swim, we drown. Okay, I didn't want to do this, but I command you to swim. You what? You pledge your loyalty. I command you to swim. Tucker, this is not the time for jokes.
And the lions are all talking to each other.
Which one of you killed my son?
I did. This lion with me is nothing but a stray. Let him go.
Kiros.
The other is no stray.
He holds the blood of the pride.
The last blood of the king. Blood for blood.
Is that Scar?
Yeah, that was Scar.
Okay.
Wow, he looked kind of suspicious.
It was a lot of the camera. Well, the angle was going around and round in circles. So it's not Pixar, but it kind of is, right?
I mean, yeah.
You saw it,
yeah,
Sean?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
I've seen like the trailers.
You've seen the trailer. So, yeah. Kelly, review of that film, of Mufasa?
I give it a 100%.
Okay, there we go. So, Mufasa the Lion King?
Mike, I haven't seen the movie yet, so I have to see it myself.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll like it. I'm sure you will.
I probably will. I just have to get used to it.
You'll really like it, Rachel.
Well, there you go.
Really well done.
Take that from someone who's seen it. You'll really like it.
Thank you, Kelly. I will.
Now?
I will keep that in mind.
One more film, or in this case, it's a documentary that I saw on Netflix called The Greatest Night in Pop. Yes, The Greatest Night. The Greatest Night in Pop.
Popular.
I know.
Should I leave the headphones on? Can I take them off?
Well, you won't be able to hear us, though.
Okay, sure.
So, The Greatest Night in Pop is what song? Do you guys remember?
We Are the World.
We Are the World. Thank you, Mr. McDonald.
We Are the World.
It is a good documentary, and even if, you know, you were born after the song, it's still a great song. And I didn't know, you know, I was a child when the song was made, and so it's kind of cool to hear all these musicians, most of them are still alive, talk about their experience of that one night. So here's a short clip about autograph signing from Amongst the Stars here. So,
Diana walks up to Daryl Hall with her music in her hands and says, "Daryl, I'm your biggest fan. Would you sign my music for me?" And we all looked around and said, "Holy moly."
As soon as she did it, it just started happening all over the room.
Seeing Cyndi Lauper asking Lionel or the Boss, you know, that's dope that they want to get each other's autograph. And then they come and ask me, and I'm like, they want my autograph? Like, wow, that's really cool, you know?
I don't think any of you saw this. I saw it. I give it 5 stars. Can I get a bell ring? Yeah. It's really good. There's just a lot of backstory. Who doesn't want to hear about the backstories of how the song came together or how a film came together?
Is this still out in theaters?
It's on Netflix. Oh. I saw it on Netflix during the summer.
On Netflix?
Yeah. Maybe
I would keep that in my mind.
Yeah. It's recommended. Highly recommended. And so we're kind of blending, you know, film and music now. Then there was this other film, Rachel and Kelly, you want to talk about that, about the Bob Marley? Yeah.
You mean the One Love?
Yeah, One Love.
Oh, that?
Well, I think Bob Marley, the king, not the king, well, can you call him the king?
The king? The king of what?
He's the king of reggae music.
Okay.
Because he's from Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Barma is from Jamaica. He is all Caribbean because he is Jamaican. And the music he relates is mostly to reggae music.
Cool.
So he picked the song that he liked and make it into like a reggae thing.
Cool. So shall we set up? But the film was like a documentary style. Kelly, do you want to add anything about the film?
Yeah, it was a documentary about his life and his music
in Jamaica,
of course. And then in the end, I think he had cancer or overdose on some drug or something.
Okay.
And he ended up passing away.
Passed away, yes.
A tragic death, in other words.
Yes.
Yeah. Unfortunate. I haven't seen this documentary, but I'm interested. You saw it in the theater?
Yes.
You too?
I did.
Yeah. Rating?
I would say a high 10.
10 out of 10?
I agree with Kelly.
Okay. Well, if it's on one of the...
You know, I love his music. He's like the top reggae person.
Yeah. Cool. If it's on a streaming service, I'll try to check it out. I don't think it's in theaters anymore.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's great.
So here is the song One Love by Bob Marley. Here we go. Together. We're playing the music.
Yeah,
we're playing the music video. Bob is dancing in the streets.
Yeah,
and I don't know if the child is his son or I'm not that familiar with Bob Marley. But anyway,
so
we played the music
love
video.
To that song.
You what's that?
I got so much love to that song.
Oh yeah. Cool. So, music, documentary, thumbs up, big two thumbs up, right? Kelly's visually showing it, yeah. I don't know how you can make thumbs speak on the radio, but yeah, maybe it's like this. Or. Okay. Moving right along, so that's one of your top, not only documentaries, but one of your favorite songs. That didn't come out in 2024, but it's just related to the film. However, Sean Mack, there was an album or a artist that did release some songs last year, 2024. Do you want to say who it is and this song?
He's Ace Frehley. He used to be the guitar player for Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
He released a solo album last year.
Yeah, say the sorry, what's the name of the album?
It's called 1,000 Volts.
1,000 or 10?
10,000.
10,000 yeah. Volts. Yeah. 10,000 Volts, the former member of the Kiss rock band. What instrument did Ace Frehley play in
Kiss? He was lead guitar.
Lead guitar. And it based on this photo of the album, as I'm looking at it here, he's got the guitar in his hand. So 10,000 Volts. I listened to it once. It sounds pretty cool. Yeah, shall we give it a spin?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. There you go. Ace Frehley lives on. That was kind of like a love song.
Michael, that's how you know it's almost 10:30.
Thank you for letting me know. For the listeners, it's not 10:30.
I would not call that a love song.
What'd you say, Kelly?
I would not call that a love song.
What would you call it?
Not a love song.
Not a love song. What do you think, Sean McDonald?
Yeah, got a love song.
It's kind of a love song. I only listened to it casually the first time, but now when I'm really listening to it, hey, it's a love song. That was great. So that was one of your favorite songs of 2024 that was actually released in 2024. And to finish off our program, I thought, why not play the We Are the World song, which is from, of course, The Greatest Night in Pop documentary. So we thank you for listening, dear friends. And this has been it was a great last year, and 2025 will be great too. So Live By Life, WGXC, 90.7 FM, Catskill, Hudson, Greene County, Columbia County.
USA for Africa.
And USA for Africa. Thank you for listening. Every fourth Sunday at 3:30 live.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one.
There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Beyond the world, beyond the children, beyond the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving. There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true, we make a better day, just you and me.
Lend a helping hand.